It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You're on The Burt Show.
All right, the email reads like this. We've done a pretty good job, by the way, hats off today, about staying away from Tiger. Congratulations, y'all.
Yes.
I'm going to change that.
Okay.
Hey, Burt, I've been listening to the, I've been listening this past week to all the Tiger Woods talk, and you've really made me think about something. I got divorced 2 years ago. I was married for 5 years, and the relationship dissolved because I cheated, not with just one person, but with a few others. There are always reasons that lead up to something like this, but I accept full responsibility. I should have handled the relationship differently. There's not a day that goes by I don't think about my infidelity. I was just wrong. Anyway, I've met somebody new, and we've fallen in love. I know it's only a matter of time before we are engaged and spend the rest of our lives together.
No, it's such a romantic story.
We can pause there. Do I have to confess my infidelity? Is this something about my past that really needs to be relived? I honestly believe I'm capable of being monogamous and with the right person. I feel like a different person now. So do I really need to disclose my cheating past?
I mean, the first thought out of my head is that if it was a relationship-specific infidelity issue, then I just don't know if he has to. But I guess eventually the conversation would come up. But how long have they been dating?
It doesn't say. She just, or this person just.
Because it doesn't sound like he was a player and he was just cheating on everybody he'd been with.
And I think it's funny how you keep saying he.
Yeah, is it a guy or a girl?
Oh, I'm sorry.
It doesn't say.
Okay, sorry.
It just says they've met somebody new, fallen in love, only a matter of time before we are engaged.
I think I thought he because of the Tiger reference.
I think if you're going to marry somebody, though, don't you want full disclosure about everything that they did before? I mean, because you think that you're different anyway, right? Mm-hmm. Because you're marrying them. Mm-hmm. So I think full disclosure is good because I think it kind of, I don't know. I think it would make you almost like closer to know about each other and your, you know.
That is going to be a deal breaker, though, for some. 404-741-Q100. Like, I know some people think once a cheater, always a cheater.
Mm-hmm.
So if you confess to the infidelity in a marriage, and I'm about to get married to you, how do I know that there won't be circumstances that will lead you, that I already know that you're capable of it because you've already done it.
But the past is the past. Still, I don't know if I'd want
to
know. I mean, it's a brand
to.
New it's a brand new relationship. You didn't cheat in this relationship.
Doesn't matter.
But
past
if I
past.
Found, but if I did find out from someone else about my own
yep.
spouse, then I would think that there would be trust issues there.
It's the past mm-hmm. is the past is yeah, but it's it is a building block in the current way you view relationships. So mm-hmm. it could be a good thing or bad thing. It could be the past right. is in the past and you've learned a terrible lesson and there's a zero chance it'll happen again. But, you know, it depends on the person you're telling. But I think you do have an obligation
to
explain that.
You would never be mm-hmm. able to convince me if you have infidelity in your background. Then if I'm dating you, you would never be able to convince me that there is 0% chance it can happen again. If you went through a relationship and you didn't have the infidelity, I could believe it. But if you've already done it and I'm dating you, I can never believe that that's true.
So you wouldn't want to know?
I don't know how it couldn't come up. Like if I'm dating you and I know right. you're divorced, at some point or another, I'm going to ask you, so what happened in the relationship?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm assuming this person has already lied.
But that could be, oh, we drifted apart. We became two different people.
Yeah.
We got married too young.
Mm-hmm.
Work, I had to travel for work, blah, blah, blah. You could come up with a million different.
Because I think full disclosure can build trust, regardless of your mistakes in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on how long they've been dating, though. If it's like the beginning of the relationship, yeah, full disclosure. But depending on if it's like 6 months in and you've already built the trust up and then exposing the past.
I'm assuming
it's too late.
Yeah, too
late
in it.
Mm-hmm.
They must have been dating a nice amount of time here because this person says, yeah. they've fallen in love, although mm-hmm. some people fall in love in 24 hours. I know it's only a matter of time before we're engaged and spend the rest of our lives together, which makes me feel like they've been going out with each other for a good long time.
It just depends on the person. I mean, I think, again, it's not the mistake itself. It's what you do with it mm-hmm. and how you handle it. And if you truly are sorry and you truly, you know, have changed your ways, then if you're committed to it, then you're a person of your word, you know. It depends on that listener, you know.
Hey, Amy, good morning. You're on Q100.
Can I have the voice disguiser?
Always good to ask before you go on the air there, though, just for future reference.
Do you need a different name, Amy?
No.
Okay.
How are you?
I'm good.
You're on the voice disguiser now.
I've been married 20-something years, and I found out a couple weeks ago from my stepson why his dad and his mom got divorced.
Mm-hmm.
And it was because he cheated. And that would have definitely been a deal breaker 20 years ago.
And you just found out about this now?
Yeah.
Wow. Did you bring it up to him yet?
No.
Why not?
I mean, what's the point?
Is it a deal breaker now?
After 20 years, I got a couple kids, and he's the breadwinner, so, you know, now there's really not, no, it's not going to be a deal breaker now.
But it would have been back then.
Never would have married him.
Do you trust him less today, knowing that, even though he hasn't done anything over the last 20 years? Do you trust him less today?
Well, not less today because, I mean, we're older and stuff, but now looking back at all the late nights and going out with the boys and all that mm-hmm. happened in the younger, you know, in the earlier years.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Now I have serious doubts about what was going on in the beginning of the marriage.
Because I think the theory about once a cheater, always a cheater is that idea that the person didn't have the boundaries to stay monogamous, and so the thought is, well, if they don't have within that person. If they don't have boundaries with one, they're not going to have boundaries with anybody. You know,
mm-hmm.
It just depends. Guys, it depends on the circumstance, I guess.
See, like I don't know what the argument here is, Amy, because what you're saying is, had you found out about this 20 years ago, you would have never married him. But the truth is, you've been married to this guy for 20 years. And it's obviously worked out okay.
Well, yeah, I guess because I wasn't aware of it, so I wasn't like looking for it.
but you've been in a successful marriage for 20 years that you would have never given a chance had he told you why his previous relationship broke up.
Yeah, successful. I would use that term loosely. Whether it's actually successful or not, but it's stayed together because of the kids and, you know, finances and things like that. I mean, it was a matter of nowhere else to go.
Yeah, to me it sounds like she's not in a real happy place, and this is now an excuse to get out. Well, if you would have told me 20 years ago, I would have never done it, so I'm allowed to get out the door now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
She was looking for a reason.
Mm-hmm. Here's Sue. Good morning. You're on Q100.
Wanted to justify that I feel that once a cheater, always a cheater. Last year, I actually got pregnant by a man.
A what?
A married man. I got pregnant by a married man.
Okay.
And 2 months later, he broke up with me. For me to find out that he'd been lying to me the whole time, along with his brother and his sister-in-law.
You didn't know he was married?
No. I knew he was married, but that was definitely a mistake on my part. I should have known, you know, if he's cheating on his wife, he was going to cheat on me. But he actually broke up with me 2 months later, and then I think I was about, like, what, 4 months? I guess about 4 months pregnant, and he left me, married another girl after he divorced his wife, married another girl, and adopted her baby, and I've yet to speak to him about my child.
And that brings us to the answer to the question. Would you get into, would it be a deal breaker for you if you found out the person you were in a relationship with had cheated in the past?
Oh, I, will never again date another guy that has cheated.
But listen to what you're saying.
The guy I'm with now, which is a wonderful guy, you know, he's raising my...
Stop, 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 stop.
The one guy took me in when I was 5 months pregnant.
Maybe the guy just...
I gave him 21 questions about his past.
Sue, listen to yourself, though, because you said, once a cheater, always a cheater. Aren't you a cheater also?
Technically, yes, you are right.
Okay, so then the guy that you're with right now, this great guy, should never trust you for the rest of your relationship.
Correct.
Based on what you said in the beginning of the the beginning of the phone call.
Yeah.
You could possibly be right, but everybody makes mistakes.
No, he is.
You just said. Sue, do you know that the guy that was cheating on you, do you know that they actually had a physical relationship, or did he just want some peace and quiet?
No. They were both separated, but like they were married 8 years, and six of which he lived in the basement.
Honey, I don't care because you lost all legitimacy when you talked about, okay, so this married man that I was seeing, what?
But she just said to she's not trustworthy either is really what she just said.
Right. No, yeah, she would admit it, but that's the truth. But everybody makes mistakes when it's my mistake, Bert, but everybody else was a cheater, I was a cheater.
Right.
Here is John, and you're on the Voice Disguiser. Good morning.
Hello?
Hey, John, you're on the Voice Disguiser.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, thank you.
Okay, I mean, I'm not doing really good, but on Friday, I found out that my wife cheated on me. We were out having dinner, and then she started crying, and she came up saying that it's Christmas, and I cannot keep this any longer, and she told me that she cheated on me twice.
And how long ago did this happen?
What do you mean? How long?
How long ago did she cheat on you?
Oh, she didn't tell me. I just know that she did.
Oh.
You didn't have any follow-up questions for that?
No, on Friday, she just started crying, and then she told me, and it sucks because I know the two guys that she did it with. But I'm actually happy. I'm actually happy, and I appreciate that she told me because now I know what kind of person she is, and I'm actually really happy that she told me now, and I wasn't there for more longer, and then you'll be divorced. It sucks that it's Christmas though, because I'm gonna be thinking about it all day. But
so, what country is he from, Bert?
I don't want to get into it. We're a little off topic here. The question was from the email: is does she tell this new guy, or does he tell this new girl that he's seen that the reason why his marriage dissolved was because he or she was screwing around? Good morning, Brittany. You're on Q100.
I don't think it's necessary to tell everything from the past. I think the past should stay in the past. And quite frankly, what man is going to tell that they've cheated in the past?
Well, you can say the same thing about a woman.
Or the woman.
And I tend to agree with that, just depending on how far in the relationship you are. If that's honest, right off the bat, then great. But if you're 6 months in, I wouldn't want to know.
But how do you bring it up right off the bat? Like it's weird and it's weird in both places, but at some point when you have the conversation about going to the next level, then you got to have the.
Well, I think you probably justify it in your head you won't bring it up because there were unique circumstances to that relationship that I think you probably feel that pushed you into that infidelity, whereas you wouldn't disclose all that.
I just think that you have to check yourself. I mean. You can't
before you wreck yourself.
That's right. Before you get into another marriage, if you are going to marry the person and you are the cheater, then you've got to make sure that you're not going to make that same mistake with your new spouse.
All right, just real quick here.
You have to do that.
Joe, I got about 15 seconds. What you got, man?
I just wanted to say that it's not once a cheater, always a cheater. A guy who's cheated before, it's certain people invoke cheating, given how the relationship's going.
Certain people invoke cheating?
In a certain way. In a relationship, some people will always be cheated on, and there's people who will always have a faithful partner.
Who always gets cheated on?
Depends. Whether or not they are confident, there's certain aspects of a relationship that bring out cheating in another person. I mean, I've had relationships where I've cheated way more than one should, and I've had relationships where I was completely faithful.
And you put this on the women that you're with and not you.
Oh, no, I'm not going to be that foolish. No, I definitely know that I'm to blame in lots of areas, but at the same time, it's kind of goes back and forth.
So what are you saying?
Is this hypocritical day? Does someone check the calendar?
Yeah.
Well, what he's saying is there's he wouldn't bring it up to certain people if he's in a relationship and the new girl that he's dating isn't the type that he would cheat on. No reason for him to bring it up because it's a non-issue anyways.
Well, the girl he first started dating in the beginning wasn't the kind of girl he'd cheat on either.
Why you got to bring up details?
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.